Hello, this is Dr. Carol Myers from the University of Tennessee College of Nursing. Welcome to Health Connections, the show about people, health, and policy. Today our topic is school nursing. We will be discussing the need for and value of having a registered nurse in every school with Robin Kogan. Robin is a nationally certified school nurse, currently in her 19th year as a school nurse in Camden, New Jersey. She also serves as faculty at Rutgers University Camden School of Nursing, where she teaches the next generation of school nurses. Welcome to Health Connections, Robin.
Thank you, Carol. It's an honor to be here with you today.
Let's start our discussion with an overview of school nursing. I put together a bit of a mashup from a variety of definitions I found from reputable sources. And here's what I have, Robin, which I hope you will comment on. School nursing is a specialized practice of professional nursing that advances the well-being, academic success, and lifelong achievement and health of all students. School nurses have a crucial role in the seamless provision of comprehensive health services to children and youth.
Well, you clearly have done your homework, Carol. Yes, I love everything you said. We have an officially adopted definition that was just updated in February of 2017. If I could read it very briefly, it's only a few sentences. School nursing, a specialized practice of nursing, protects and promotes student health, facilitates optimal development, and advances academic success. School nurses, grounded in ethical and evidence-based practice, are the leaders who bridge healthcare and education, provide care coordination, advocate for quality student-centered care, and collaborate to design systems that allow individuals and communities to develop to their full potential. And that was adopted by the National Association of School Nurses Board of Directors. So that's our official definition.
Great, thank you. A few things stood out for me, and that's the interface between good health and education, which I thought was so important. Did you want to say a bit more about that?
I would love to comment on that, because school nurses really are the bridge between home and school. We often call ourselves the hidden healthcare system. We have been around for more than 100 years and provide intensive care to our students on a level that I think most people don't always think about. So school nurses work individually with students and on the population health level with the community.
I understand you've been a school nurse for almost 20 years. Can you please comment on the challenges that school nurses face, including how your practice and that of others across the country has changed in the past 20 years?
Yeah, I've been reflecting on this actually recently, because practice of school nursing has gotten increasingly more complicated. Our students who maybe in the past had gone to specialty programs for children who are medically fragile are actually now part of the public school system. And so the level of care, the acuity of care has increased. The needs of our students and our families has increased dramatically, even over the 19 years that I've been practicing. In addition to that, there are increasing social issues that are impacting our students. And so we're really dealing with a variety of complex problems that students, teachers, and families bring to school every day. And it really is the school nurse who sits at the intersection of all of those responsibilities.
Let's make those ideas come to life. Could you paint a picture of a day in the life of a school nurse? What are the things that you or your colleagues encounter?
I can tell you in a brief story that might really encapsulate what a day in the life of a school nurse would look like. I work in Camden City. It is an urban district, and my population right now are 3 and 4-year-olds, so I'm primarily preschool. Many, many of my families are new immigrants, and many are undocumented. So recently, I was called to one of my schools. I have 4 schools. I have 360 students. I was called to one of my schools because one of the new students that had just come, instead of eating her lunch, was found to be putting all of her food in her pockets. She would not eat breakfast, free lunch at school, and snack. She wouldn't eat any of it. She would just continue to stuff her pockets full of food. They were brand new. They did not speak English. They did not speak Spanish because they came from a part of El Salvador where they spoke an Indian dialect. And so it was very hard to communicate with the family. But it turned out that the little Spanish that the child knew, she was trying to explain to her teacher that she wanted to bring food home to her mom. And I was called to school to find out how we could help this family. Now, that is a snapshot of just one child. But when you look at the social determinants of health that are impacting this one family, and then you multiply that and the ripple effects of that, you probably wouldn't think of that as a day in the life of a school nurse, but that's exactly what many of us work with in our practice.
In the definition you provided, Robin, you also mentioned about the increasingly complex medical conditions which children are dealing with these days. Could you say a little bit more about what a school nurse does with helping to have these students in our public and other schools in our country?
Oh, yes. I mean, we have students who need multiple catheterizations during the day, students who need tube feedings during the day. We have also things that you wouldn't necessarily think about, like up to 25% of first-time anaphylaxis undiagnosed happens at school. So we come into some critical situations where our assessment skills have to be top-notch. And understand that school nurses work independently. It's a very independent practice. Very few times are there more than one school nurse in a setting. Oftentimes there is a part-time school nurse. It really depends on your state.
Active shooter drills are a new reality for American students in teaching. Could you share your experience and thoughts about these drills?
I wish we had 2 hours to talk about active shooter drills. I understand the need for preparation. I completely agree with preparation. What I don't agree with is how the active shooter drills in some areas are being handled. I liken it to fire drills. In a fire drill, it's very orderly. We know where to go and we know what to do. We do not fill a school up with smoke to try to reenact exactly what happens during a fire. But sometimes in active shooter drills, it is so realistic that it traumatizes the people involved. There are definitely ways to engage and train people so that muscle memory is there when we need to be in action. But I have seen and personally experienced active shooter drills that were totally terrifying. And I'll give you one example. There was one active shooter drill of which I was present where the person running the drill used an app on the phone that sounded like gunshots. That is not necessary. Now remember, I'm a preschool nurse with 3 and 4 year olds. We do not need to terrify people. We need to instruct staff what to do. We need to make it orderly and calm. When it's a drill, we need to tell people ahead of time. But what has been happening, and I'm sure you've read some of these articles, is that some of the organizations or people running the drills go to extreme circumstances to make them as realistic as possible.
We know that the National Association of School Nurses, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and other reputable professional organizations have set a goal of there being a full-time school nurse in every school. As a country, we have a long ways to go to meet that goal. Healthy People 2020 dialed it back a little bit and set an interim goal of having one school nurse per 750 students. This suggested ratio does need to be modified based on the community where the school is located and the profile of students. Here in Tennessee, where I'm located, Robin, we have approximately one school nurse for every 3,000 students. And I have found through 30 years of working with Tennessee state legislators, hard to convince state and local legislators to take the plunge and look at funding additional school nurses. There's fierce competition, this is our reality, for a relatively limited amount of funds. How do we, Robin, make the case for funding for more school nurses? What is the value proposition?
It's a really complicated question, but a very fair one. And, you know, at what point are we looking at an investment in student achievement versus looking at school nurses as a cost center? If there was a school nurse in every building, and truthfully in New Jersey, we are, I guess, more proactive in that sense, although saying that, they have changed the wording of our legislation. It used to be a certified school nurse in every building, and they changed the wording to a certified school nurse on every campus. So how a district defines a campus is now up for discussion. But we are an investment in student achievement. I mean, I feel like the National Association of School Nurses has done a tremendous job really looking at research, evidence-based research. We are a strong national organization that provides school nurses opportunities for high-level professional development and learning. I feel like we have the tools that we need. If only the states would follow suit. I mean, we have our own framework now for 21st century school nursing practice. We are encouraged to work within the community, embed ourselves in the community. What we have to offer is so great that if we had the proper student to school nurse ratio, we could provide so much more than we already do. And we are already doing a tremendous job. So I don't know, how do you change people's value system? I feel like sometimes a terrible incident has to happen, and then all of a sudden, oh, we need a school nurse in every building, just like they're doing, truthfully, with security. Since there has been this proliferation of school shootings, where is the money going? It's going to hardening schools and school security. But we could be part of the solution if we were able to work with students and be present and help mitigate some of the, you know, the deeper problems that students bring to school with them. Because if you look at the shooters, many of them have been students in the schools that they come back to, especially the Parkland shooter. So, the trauma, the adverse childhood experiences, there are ways that school nurses can really be part of the solution instead of being part of a reaction.
Well, obviously, this is a conversation that we will need to continue, but what a privilege it's been to have you. Thank you for your work, and thank you for being a guest on Health Connections.
It's been a privilege, Carol. Thank you so much.